three important things in ministry that are very important, and they have to be rightly divided. And we'll aim tonight, or if it take all the week, to rightly divide these three aspects of ministry. I want to ask you to open your Bibles to 2 Kings, chapter 2. 2 Kings, chapter 2. We're going to begin tonight with mantles, impartations, and anointings. Mantles, impartation, and anointing. They come from different levels. For instance, the Holy Ghost said to me to study, mantle is an identity. It's a character. It only manifests through a proper relationship. And then when you get down to impartation, it's a functioning. It's knowing how to function in a certain manner in the spirit. And then anointing is a divine ability. So we're talking about mantles, impartation, and anointing. When we read here in 2 Kings 2, 8, and there's so much here, but I want to start here because it goes right to the wrapping. I said it goes to the wrapping. Eight verse says in 2 Kings 2, 8, and Elijah took his what? Mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Now you know Elijah told him he wasn't going to leave him, so anything the mantle wrapped or anything come down from heaven, Elisha had made his mind up, I'm going to be there. Sometimes other ministers throw you off. They question your integrity. They question, why are you so loyal? Why won't you do your own thing? And they try to turn you from what God is about to impart to you, because they're not willing to pay the price. So it says it's odd for you to be so loyal, so dedicated. It's odd for you. You go do your own meeting, man. All these meetings he having, go to do your own meeting. You got to be to all those meetings. Yeah, and probably most of the time you're just meeting. See. Then he goes on to read here in the ninth verse, and it came to pass when they were gone over. I like that, when they were gone over. It says in the end of the eighth verse, and they too went over on dry ground. So whatever was happening in Elijah's life, Elisha made so he took a part of it.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you really get on the coattail of a man, a real man, yes, and a real woman of God, and they see your sincerity,
yes, sir,
they be peeping for you.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if you're going to cross this line. I wonder if you're going to go through these waters with me.
Yes, sir.
Because as he goes through the water, something sap it out of me into him. If he's willing to pay the price. So here they keep saying, I mean, this is so... this verse is so pregnated with ministry, this chapter.
Yes, sir.
It's pregnated with the divine plan that God has set for his children,
yes,
to generation after generation to carry anointings that don't go to sleep.
Yes,
so I say in the ninth verse, and it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha. Now this statement does not come overnight. I mean, we can read the context from the first verse. I know you read it before. How that boy said, I'm not going to leave you. And he said in the message of Bible, not on my life. Not on your life. I'm not going nowhere. And so it says in the night, but then it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I should do for thee. Who, my goodness? According to who saying that?
Yeah.
The weight of this statement is who's saying it. See, Elisha had a ministry that is so powerful, and Elisha knew about it. That was a powerful statement. Ask what I should do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha wasn't stupid. Elijah had learned his lesson.
Yes, sir.
And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Wow. Now, I've read books. Men say there's no such thing as a double portion.
Yeah.
if you haven't been there, you know. And he said, thou art asked a hard thing, because it's in the spirit world. Yeah. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. I always tell my sons, he had taught him how to see in the spirit.
Yes,
how you see in the spirit? Don't take your eyes off him. I never took my eyes off my spiritual father. I never took my eyes off him. I always had my eyes on him, watching him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I messed around in a meeting one night, so busy taking notes. And he was ministering to women, breath, dealing with cancer. And my wife was traveling with me a lot then. And I heard it got quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I know the service was going on. He still was preaching, but he stopped talking.
Yeah.
And when I look up, he had his head between two women looking at me. He didn't ever say a word. I heard the word dummy.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay attention?
Yeah.
I heard those words. Are you going to pay attention?
Yeah.
You can't be taking notes with your head down.
Yeah.
I'm showing you something now, how to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm showing you how to minister to a woman properly.
Yeah.
Don't put your hand all over that woman.
Yeah.
Let your wife put your hand on her breast and put your hand on top of her. See, I learned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the proper etiquette.
Come on,
he was showing me things that wouldn't bring flaws to the spirit.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you,
Lord. I got that lesson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to pay attention. What I say?
Wow.
If someone has something you want, you got to pay attention. And so, and it came to pass in the 11th verse that they still went on and talked. They talked. That behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into the heaven. Oh, look at verse 12. He'd been practicing. Huh? Don't let the smoke blind you from the fire. Keep your eyes on the prize. And Elijah saw it. And he didn't only saw it, he cried out, what did he say? My father. My father. If you're nobody else's father, you're my father.
Yes,
I've decided. The chariot of Israel and the horseman thereof, and he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took, verse 13 now, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Verse 14, and he took what? The mantle of Elijah. See, both voices talk about he took the mantle of Elijah. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Where?
The answer was, he's with you.
Yeah.
And when he had also had smitten the waters, they parted heaven and thither, and Elisha went over. Now these guys been heckling him in 15 verse, they've been heckling him, been playing around, going to school, learning how to preach. And when the sons of the prophet which were to view at Jericho saw him, They said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Yes, now, before this week, God, I'll get further in this. But there are some things that we need to talk about. Wrong motive.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle. Mm. Yeah.
Wrong motive will mess you up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I kind of remembered a man destruction is where he cannot think no further than his own interest.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm. Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Elisha got lost in Elijah.
Yes, sir. Oh, come on, Apostle.
And he paid attention.
Yeah.
In 2 Kings chapter 4. Here's a boy who kept failing the test.
Yeah.
Because we're going to find out he had the wrong motive.
Yeah.
My wife and I was talking a few minutes this afternoon. And we came to this conclusion that... you just can't follow a person for what the person has.
Right. Yeah.
You want the type of lifestyle that person living.
Right.
But you won't pay the price for the anointing.
Come on, Apostle. Yeah.
And that's what happened a lot of time in ministry.
Yeah.
It will come to you if you do it properly.
Yeah.
But you can't do it just for that.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? So here, this boy kept failing the test. Elisha passed the test, but Gehazi.
Yeah.
He had wrong motive. I watched this boy. I got a few marks in my Bible about him here. Elisha had helped a woman. He used him. Lord, notice this Shunammite woman kindness here in 2 Kings 4. She had built him a place and stuff and told her, the prophet wanted to know, can I do something for you?
Yeah, right.
But I'm not asking about no ordinary thing.
Right.
Actually, something unusual, yeah. Something that is not working right, not something you can buy. The woman had money.
Yeah.
But do you have anything you need that money can't buy?
Yeah.
I have another account open higher than money. That will produce, if I activate it, it will produce dividends from another world.
Yes.
We have to understand that account is out there.
Yes, sir.
And so the Shunammite woman was kind in 2 Kings 4:8. It says, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, which was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continuously. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bread, a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. Was she so kind? And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he should turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. Now notice verse 12. Now notice this boy have an opportunity, Gehazi.
Yes, sir.
Has an opportunity like Elisha had with Elijah. He was trying to train him. He was letting him in on it, letting him see some things supernaturally. But you know, if you're dull, even supernatural things can be going on. You won't even see them. And so he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. Notice verse 13, and he said, And he said unto him, say now unto her. You know, a wise man of God, Morris Sorello, like that. He's sitting right there. He's talking to you in the third person. He got somebody else talking to you.
Yeah.
Somebody who's not in the room.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You talking to a blank person. He over there said, Brother Sorello, say this.
Yeah, right.
But I found out that scripture.
Yeah.
Teach Bible.
That the prophet don't always have to directly speak to you. He's functioning in another realm. If he come out to talk to you, that realm is not going to be as strong as it should be. So don't get your feeling hurt. A real man of God, you want to be kind, you want to be compassionate, but sometimes they won't say nothing to you. Just nod their head. Might not nod their head. I remember further up here when he sent this boy, after this boy, woman had trouble, he sent this boy, he gave him another assignment. He told him, don't talk to nobody. Because people have a tendency to contaminate their anointing with normal talk. And verse 13, he said unto him, say now unto her, she's been good to us, behold, thou hast been careful for us, and with all this care, what is to be done for thee? Would thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people.
Watch out.
And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi, there he is, he's right in on it. I say he's right in on it.
Right.
He's going to miss it. Wrong motive. He's right there with a prophet. He's right there with a prophet operating.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The prophet trying to take him in like he was taken in.
Yes, sir.
But Gehazi didn't have what it took.
Yeah.
Because he had other motive.
Yeah.
He wanted stuff. He wanted suits and clothes.
Yeah.
And even nowadays, cars and houses and diamonds. He wasn't paying attention to the anointing what brought all that in. Well, stuff. Don't follow a man for stuff. Hallelujah. So he says, and he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she had no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. I had a young businessman testify Sunday here in the service. Him and his wife had tried everything, young man, to have children. And he got a hold of this ministry and started coming here. And he sold $10,000 at a time. I didn't know what he was doing, but he would come up and just give me a $10,000 check, going back to the seat. Come back up, give me a $10,000 check, going back to the seat. Come back up, give me a $10,000 check, going back to the seat. But he told a testimony Sunday that him and his wife had tried every way they could to have a baby. And it never, nothing worked. Went to doctors, nothing worked. So he said he started sowing them seeds and believing God and listening to the message, and they got twins now. And he give credit to the word of God and to the things of God, following the things of God. God's still working. God didn't quit with Elijah and Elisha. No, God's still on the throne. And that's why I want to take you deeper and deeper and deeper. And one of the things you're going to have is the right motive. Stop looking at what a man has and find out who a man is. Because it's the illness that made the haveness. She's not the haveness that made the illness. It's the illness, who he is, that make the haveness. So he told her the season. And the woman conceived, verse 17, and bare a son that season that Elijah had said unto her according to the time of life. Wow. Now notice in the 25th verse, when she got in trouble, she went and looked for the man of God. Now he sent this boy, he gave him his staff. But because he had the wrong motives, the staff didn't work. He failed the next grade. His anointing, his mind, his heart wasn't right. And so the staff wouldn't function for him. And the lady knew too. The lady knew Gehazi didn't have it. She said, no, I ain't going away. She fell on her knees and grabbed Elisha. Yeah. And said, I'm not leaving till you come. Yeah. Ain't nothing going to happen when that boy go.
Yes, sir.
He went there and did it.
Yeah.
I got time to go to the whole story. He went there and did it. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Elisha had to go himself.
Yes,
and raise that boy from the dead.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, wrong motive. Again, in 2 Kings 5, another miracle took place. Naaman came, and the prophet didn't go out to see him.
Right.
He told him, sent him a message what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, people get upset about that, you know.
Yeah. Right.
People come right by my yard, get out and stand by the fence. I'm sitting on the porch, don't even move. I might wave.
Yeah. Come on,
they come and look, and I ain't got to be all... I'm in another world somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why the fence up. One woman, I had no fence, had the circle driveway, you know. And here she comes, she drove up in the driveway.
Yeah.
Rolled up one and I said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. She said, I just stopped to holler at you. Not a member, never been to the church.
Yeah.
I called my son and said, how you get some fence around here?
Yeah.
One of that woman coming, she just coming and talking about, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a long time. You know where I am.
That's right.
You don't want to see me.
Yeah. Right.
You just with your know this self, you won't see my house.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Apostle Thompson.
Notice this boy had clothes on his mind.
Yeah.
This boy had material stuff on his mind. All those miracles, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All those miracles going on around him.
Yeah.
He's still materialistic. Missed the mark for some clothes.
Yeah.
Do you know how long I went without wearing tailor-made suit?
Come on, Apostle.
Do you know I didn't know what a tailor was?
Yeah.
Right. Many years in my ministry.
Right.
Do you know I didn't have tailoring on my mind?
Yeah.
That's my word.
Yeah.
My mind was to walk in the spirit.
Yes.
I wore what I had, did the best I could.
Yes.
Because I wasn't going to buy a suit with my seed.
Yes.
I wasn't going to buy a car with my seed. I know my seed was my way out.
Yes.
I drove what I had and wore what I had and kept sowing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now I have a whole closet of suits I have to give away. The only thing I do, I'm going to tear my name out of it, because the last time I took it to a place, the God got it, my name was in there. God cut up, man. I said, my God. He said, I feel so good.
Yeah.
Every time I look at your name, you won't look at it no more, though. But he had an expensive, over $1,000 suit on there. That's a $1,300 check right there. Here's what his boy failed, and I want to show you some more, and then I want to take you back to the lesson of how to win. We're talking about mantles, impartation, and anointing. Is that right? Say it. Mantle, impartation. All right. All ministers need to talk about this subject. There's a negligence. There are mimicking. There are imitators. Saying they're operating in the anointing. And many times they don't know what the real anointing is.
Yes, sir.
Per se, how many people have you raised from the dead? How many people you laid hand on and the disease left instantly? You see, the office of an apostle, you can't call yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right.
Matter of fact, no office in the kingdom can you call yourself. Because if you call yourself, you're going to have to take care of yourself, and you're not qualified to do that. Each time, each office I walk in, I was called by God, not by no men. I've seen men made men apostles, per se, but it don't have no fiber in it. They have all the accolades, but yet the power is not there. The evidence is not there. Just because you're a good teacher, just because you got a large church, don't make you an apostle. On the other hand, in the office of an apostle, you ought to have some evidence of ministry that goes along with the calling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sure.
You don't practice apostleship.
Come on, right. Apostle. Come on.
Right.
You're a dead duck. Because when you step out there and put that towel on you, uh-huh, and don't have the goods, you're a dead duck.
Yeah.
Them demons say, all right, apostle, let's look at this. Let's look at this right now. Let's look at this right now. Let's look at it right now. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show it to you in the book of Acts, chapter 19. Yeah, let's look at it. You got to have the goods. What I say? And somebody got to train you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, no, not right now. Not right now. I was with one of my sons. We were walking down the corridor of his church. And one of his members said, hello, apostle. No, baby, no apostle right here. That's the apostle. Just be quiet. Because he know I'm protecting him.
Yeah.
Now, you may have the qualification in due season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you need to be checked out. And then I believe that God called you by name to be an apostle.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah. Come on.
I ain't know what an apostle was. I ain't in my mind. My wife and I off on one of our RVs. She's sitting there on the computer, and then I walk across from the refrigerator, going to my seat, and I heard the voice, I call you to be an apostle.
Yeah.
I said, what? I look at my wife, she didn't hear nothing. I said, honey, the Lord just called me to be an apostle.
Yeah.
Now I got to go to work because I don't know what an apostle is.
Yes, sir.
But I had enough credentials under my belt in the spirit world.
Yes.
I had spent enough time not to be stupid.
Yeah.
I knew now I had to study more. Now, can you genuinely say God called you to be an apostle? Did you hear his voice? Paul had evidence. Paul said, I didn't come by flesh and blood. I didn't come by some calculation or calibration of myself. Paul said he called me to be an apostle. See, too many out there have not been called, wearing the titles and making the, but they don't have it. Now, if you can genuinely say to me, Apostle Thompson, God called me to be an apostle. He told me out of his voice he wanted me to be an apostle.
Yes.
Very few can say that.
Very
you're lying, drop dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, sir.
Try. Trying to prove you're right.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
Try.
Wow.
No, men get to talking to you about you're an apostle. Now, I found out, I'm going to get back to the lesson. I found out years later that I was at a meeting. And the man was describing a different speaker. He was a younger man than me. I still don't know who he is. I got the tape. And he said so and so, something and so. When he got to me, he said, now this Dr. Thompson said, I'm in fear and trembling. I'm younger than him. But this man here is a genuine apostle.
Yeah.
Did I got an apostle sign then? No.
No.
I hadn't heard from God.
Yep.
God didn't say I was an apostle. That man said I was an apostle.
Yeah.
I mean, God, if God don't confirm it, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
No. It's not a tolerance. Come on, now, let's look here. Let's see what happened when you mimic and you're an imitator. In the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, in the 11th verse, when you see a real apostle in action, you think, I can do this. I know that voice. And so you attempt to do what you hear in the 11th verse. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. You see that?
Yeah.
So that from his body was brought unto the sick handkerchief of aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. They knew Paul.
Yeah.
The evil spirit knew who he was. The evil spirit knew his assignment.
Yeah. Yes,
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
They knew who Paul was.
Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't know you were here. I saw you the other night dancing in the spirit. Now, I never had no dancers here, but I'm thinking about it now. I saw you dancing in the spirit. I saw a lady dancing in white. It wasn't you then. Then all of a sudden, here you come rolling up my heart of dancing praise dance.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, glory. Glory to God.
She danced all the time. But just dancing in the spirit. I never had no dancers. Brother Hagin said, why they didn't get them big women to dance? I always got some little... Brother Hagin said that. I didn't say that. But notice in verse 11 and 12, supernatural manifestation happening apostolically.
Yes, sir.
Now you can get nervous in this service and get in trouble when you see that happen.
Right.
You think it's just a normal pattern, but no, it's an office that is functioning because this man have or woman have paid the price.
Yes, sir.
So here we got now. Here, 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took up on them. Nobody told them nothing.
Come on.
No words from God.
Yeah.
They just saw Paul in operation.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
And so they said, we can do this.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of service. I can do this.
Yeah.
And so took up on them to call over them which had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we'll adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. You see what happened? Huh? There was seven sons of the one Sceva, and a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so, and the evil spirit answered.
Watch out.
And said. Now, you know what I usually say here, but I'm not going to say it tonight. Jesus, I know. And Paul I know, but who are ye?
Yeah.
Unknown in that level of the spirit.
Unknown.
Hey.
Wow. Wow.
Never, oh my cool. Yeah. Never had walked in it, but trying to imitate or mimic it.
Yeah.
Never consulted with Paul.
Yeah.
Paul would have told him no.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Apostle.
Put it down.
Yeah, put that down.
Yeah.
No, don't try that, son.
Yeah.
Because you got to be at a certain level for that to happen. Everything you see, you can't do.
Yeah.
Apostle, educate us. Educate us.
Now I've seen men and women get in trouble along this line.
Yeah.
They'll sit here and watch me for years. And watch me, and then finally say, I can do it better than him.
Uh-huh.
And they go out and struggle the rest of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I never said nothing to them about going.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
They didn't stay long enough for me to say something.
Yeah.
They went on their own because they done sat here and watched and thought this was easy.
Yes.
One man told me, he said, I can do that. All I need is the business part. I need the paperwork, but I can do what you do.
All right.
And I knew him.
Yeah.
And I know he was lying.
Yeah.
Wrong motive.
Yeah.
Wrong motive.
Now you're out there mimicking me.
Come on, Apostle.
No power.
Yeah.
No glory. No results.
Yeah.
And I love him. But I probably would never be able to. I'm just talking about one. There's many of them.
Yeah,
I'd probably never be able to help him.
Yeah.
Pride. Fall on your knees and say, look, listen, Apostle, I miss it.
Yeah, that's right.
You got any way I can sweep?
That's right.
This thing is real, man.
Yeah.
These boys miss it.
Yes, sir.
They didn't consult with the apostle.
Yeah.
They tried to do something the apostle was doing.
Yeah.
Thought it was in a formula.
Yeah.
Thought it was in words they say. No, them demons know more than words.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
And the evil spirit then said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them And you know something I'm thinking about? Paul didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that? Paul just watched. Didn't do a thing?
Yeah. Didn't do nothing. Come on.
Paul could have helped the boy. They were getting their tail whooped by the... But Paul just said, all right, you want to go out there? Maybe you'll learn a lesson.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go after nobody when they leave here. I just watch them.
Yes, sir.
And the man in whom, I got to hurry now, the evil spirit was, leaped on them. Just didn't leap on them. What is that? And overcame them. And then he kept on and prevailed against them. So that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greek, also to one that Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
Wow.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
And you know, many that believed came and confessed and turned out the books in and stuff like that because the Spirit of God had revealed.
Yeah.
Now, so there's seven son of Sceva trying to mimic the mantle. Now, I was talking to my wife, asking about some dates, but I remember when my father was here in 1997, the meeting was going on, and he was moving in the spirit, and I mess around and let the wrong man sit behind me.
Watch out.
Yeah. I was sitting right there with Phil. What's your name, young man?
Ben.
I was sitting with Phil, and Ben was in the other man was in the seat where Ben was. And so my dad, when he come down sometime, he'll stay in, he'll weigh out and see how the audience is before he come down. You know, I do the same thing.
Yes,
and he came down, and he headed toward me, and he saw that man sitting behind me.
Jesus.
He didn't know him.
Yeah.
He turned, went the other way.
Yeah.
He did it again.
Yeah.
I got the signal in, I said, he won't be sitting there tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you two things here. And I need to say it. The man who was sitting in that seat looked like the ideal man of walking in the spirit. But then I found out when pressure came on, he wasn't much of a man in the spirit as I thought he was.
Yes, sir.
And see, my dad recognized that. So he turned because... When you're ministering, you get around somebody who got bad vibration, you got to shift them vibes. You got to shift.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my dad knew how to duck your party.
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't come. Now, in the meeting, he was coming around me and my wife all the time because I knew, he knew, and I knew we had the self-same spirit.
Yes, sir.
And I was pulling, brother.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't faking. I was pulling. I wanted everything he had. And I was willing to pay the price.
Yes, sir.
And so that man... sat behind me and that day I matured. I don't want nobody around me blocking me. Now my wife and I, in going to a meeting, we used to run for seats. John, we throw Bibles. But then after a while, over a protected period of time, everybody was running in my direction. They don't care what, they just want a seat around me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where the prophet was coming to.
Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they run. Everybody running. Nobody running the other way. Everybody running. What way I run, they run. I duck this way, they duck that way. They want to get close by because they knew he was coming over there.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll lay a hand on somebody, you see,
yes,
trying to get impartation.
Yes, sir.
Another thing I want to deal with, I have what, three more nights? Another thing I want to deal with, men who proclaim to be wearing a mantle can't discern a false prophet.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on.
That's disturbing to me. They have them on television with them. See, look like the Holy Ghost would tell you. I've had the Holy Ghost tell me to leave that person alone. I look at one of my sons one day. I said, you don't know that boy, a false prophet?
Yeah.
So then I had to deal with him.
Yeah.
He went to playing with money coming. I was watching on TV. And I saw him putting his hand on them women wrong and and doing all kind of stuff. So I decided to call him. I said, young man, you know who I am? I said, I'm Dr. Thompson, and I'm the author of Money Coming. And I said, I don't mind you using the revelation. I said, but you're using it wrong. You're using it to raise money, and you're not treating God women right.
Yeah.
You're dishonoring them the way you getting up on them and all that stuff. I said, clear that up for me, and I'll be all right.
Yeah, sir.
Well, he really played with me.
Yeah.
Come on, Pastor.
Yep.
Now, you remember that prophet, that bald-head prophet, them bears came out and hit him up. And he played with me. He, you know, like, you don't tell me what to do. And he went back the next night. I watched. They to see if the young man had enough sense to follow protocol.
Yeah.
And I had an inkling that he was false.
Yeah.
But I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But when he was ignorant enough not to hear a real prophet,
yeah,
a senior prophet talk to him, I knew he was fake.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And he went on, kept doing what he was doing. And then the man he was there for called one of my sons, trying to kind of jack him up. But my son has been to school. And he know he's a real mannerly young man, but he know how to carry himself.
Yeah, sir.
He said, well, why don't you talk to the prophet about it? Why don't you talk to Apostle Thompson about it? He didn't want to talk to me. Because
yeah.
I told him the same thing I told that false prophet.
Yeah.
Y'all just trying to raise money.
Yeah.
With money coming. Money coming not to raise money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he went on, did what he wanted to do. So I just went on the internet and exposed it.
Yep, that's yep. Right. Yes, sir.
But then some month later,
come on, Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. True.
Yep. Yep.
He got a witch paper.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The witch.
Yeah.
He prophesied behind a witch, word for word.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
You know they still get him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One man called me and had him at his church, called me after. Now, he done told, I know what he told him. I can talk to him. I'm going to get back on good terms with him. He called me and he knocked it around and said, you know, he said he preached for me. He did fine. He did fine. I said, he's a false prophet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Period.
Yeah.
I said, no discussion we
yeah.
got here.
Yeah.
I don't care what he did at your church.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me and try to feel me out.
Yeah. Wow. Come on,
Apostle. I know better.
Come on,
Apostle. I said, I know better.
Yes, sir.
So if you can't discern a false prophet,
yeah,
I'm not going to follow you.
Because
yeah, you might be false yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
One more I want to deal with, and then we'll deal more with the mantle and the impartation and the anointing. But I got to clear these wrong motives up first.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still with me?
Yes, sir.
This is protective.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
This is provisional.
Yes, sir.
This is proper.
Yes.
Now you can't buy the power of the Holy Ghost with money. You can't purchase a mantle.
Right. No, sir.
Now I see people with the wrong concept, men who are sowing, and I did it myself and do it now. They think they're trying to buy something or trying to show off. No. They're trying to get somewhere. You a dummy back there grumbling. You grumbling with your dumb self back there grumbling. If you would open your eyes up, open your heart up, the Lord would tell you what they're doing.
Yes,
they're not trying to buy no anointing. They're anointed already. But they're trying to get where God wants them to be. Who you're sowing, you become lack.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Watch out.
And so here we have in the 8th chapter of Acts.
Yes, sir.
You got this revival going on in Philippi, which really is not a revival, it's a deception. But when real men of God come, they expose the deceiver.
Yes, sir.
And then when he saw the real Holy Ghost, he got went in his pocket with some of his witchcraft money and said, can I buy that?
Yeah.
You see, he didn't recognize that you can't buy the Holy Ghost. How many know who I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Simon was his name, wasn't it?
Can't do it.
Absolutely.
You can't buy the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But these are different ways for us to understand mantles, impartation, and gifts. Mantles was a large vine, a garment, or a robe. It was worn as a symbol of one's ministry or office. It was also described as one gifting or person's anointing. These gifts and anointing were transferred through the mantle to others. We read that in 2 Kings 13 and 14, the process of transfer that occurred after Elisha takes the mantle of his mentor, Elijah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I want you to listen to a few things. Mantles within themselves are a source of power.
Yes, sir.
But are not as strong as the actual relationship.
Yes, sir.
So you're not dealing with just power here when you're dealing with a mantle. You're dealing with relationship.
Yes, sir.
Can I get an amen there?
Yes.
That exists between the giver of the mantle and the recipient of it.
Yes, sir.
Mantles are a representation of the power that God allows men to operate with. Listen.
Yes, sir.
The transfer of a mantle is a transfer of divine patterns.
Yes, sir.
It is also the continued expectation of a particular activity or performance that God wishes expressed through whosoever passed possessed the mantle. Mantles go on and on, you see. In the example of Elijah, it is very clear that the Lord God of Elijah was the key source of the power behind the mantle. It wasn't Elijah. It was the Lord God of Elijah.
Yes, sir.
He knew that he would be expected to have the same type of intimate relationship with God.
Yes,
see, a person who carrying a mantle have an intimate relationship with God.
Yes,
and then when God allow them to pass it to you, you're going to have the same intimate relationship for it to function properly. See, this just don't happen. The power of God just don't happen. The move of the Spirit just don't happen. God need an instrument who's sold out. Spend time in preparation. Yield to him. Holy living. Sanctified. Set apart for kingdom business. It does not just happen because you can sing, because you can hum or hoop. No, it happened because there's a relationship involved.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
So if you want to wear a mantle that a person wearing,
right,
you're going to have to wear their relationship.
Yes.
You can't imitate this.
Right.
This is a divine pattern. This is of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
there's divine requirement. I feel the Holy Ghost now. That has to come in your pathway to walk in these things.
Yes,
it may seem easy, like the seventh son of Sceva saw that Paul used the name of Jesus.
Yes,
but Paul just wasn't using the name of Jesus.
Yes,
the name of Jesus belonged to Paul.
Yes,
because Paul had paid a price to use that name.
Yes,
everybody hollering the name of Jesus don't have no power.
Yes,
but if you really connected properly with him,
yes,
and use his name, it's still functioning in the same power. See,
yes.
I mean, it's almost annul the name of Jesus. Everybody using the name. In the name of Jesus,
yeah,
nothing happened.
Yeah.
There's a relationship got to be there.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
There's a relationship got to be there.
Yes.
There's a key source of power behind the mantle. There's a relationship.
Yes.
The mantle was not some magic cloth that could indiscriminately be used at his beck and call. Now, listen very carefully. There was a great deal of responsibility attached to it. Relationship. You know, I say the mantle is a man taking up on a man's identity, taking up on his character. See, I followed Brother Hagin so close, I took up on his identity.
Yes.
I took up on his character.
Yes, just like,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I respected him that much.
Yes, sir.
So listen to this. There will be no successful transfer of mantle without a transfer of the relationship that the mentor have with God.
Yes, sir. Right,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor T.
I like what this author said in studying here, studying behind another apostle. He said, the statement, I want your mantle, have been tossed around loosely within ministry circles. Man, I want your mantle. Yeah, take this fire out. I want your mantle. I really love you. But the truth is, mantles are not easy to come by. What I say? God doesn't hand out mantles like gift certificates. Plucks, the people seeking the mantle are not willing to do what it takes to get it, nor carry it and hand it over to another. Just selfish. Selfishness cannot wear a mantle. When a mantle is passed on to you, it's for generation. Are you listening to me? The mechanic of mantle. Mantles are different from impartations. Mantles represent the identity, the parental or spiritual identity of a spiritual father or mother. Impartation, are you still here? See, I'm still here. Represent functions, transporting the nature and purpose of God from one person to another. Now, what people often describe as mantles are actually importation.
Because
they don't have the person identity.
Yes, sir.
Now, class, what we must understand is that mantles carry a greater level of custodial responsibility for the growth and nutrient of their followers. See, that's why LTMAs, some guy gets here, he said, hey, this is not what I want.
Right.
He won't ride in my jet.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on, apostle.
Ain't no mouth
in
that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Come on, Jesus. Yes.
Just a botheration.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. There's a parental, talking about parent now in the spirit, level of governmental responsibility that exists with mantle.
Yes, sir.
Mantles carries a greater level of authority than impartation.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Mantles carries a greater level of authority than impartation because they represent the parental or spiritual identity of a spiritual father or mother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, I remember, and I'm going to close with this, because sometimes my father imparted things to me among thousands and didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I remember we were here in 1997. I think that's when you proposed in the meeting to Chantel.
Yes, sir.
Mom Hagen said, why not do it now? So Leroy said, it's a good idea. My dad had come to minister for us. We gave him the largest offering, $340,000, paid for all the rooms and all the eating. And I don't know what his offering was, but we gave him $340,000. He told me after the largest offering, he'll receive it in the church.
Yeah.
I wanted to see to that.
Yes, sir.
Because I loved him and I learned so much from him.
Yeah.
These boys do the same thing for me now.
Yeah.
See, it's not that it wasn't going on before.
Right. Yes, right.
Amen.
Right.
But I'll tell you something. The way a mantle, a way a prophet or apostle will teach you, he'll teach you verbally, but then he'll teach you actually in action.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We had this meeting here at Word of Life, a Holy Ghost meeting, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
For 2 weeks or a week?
Two.
2 weeks.
Two.
But one night, they come running out here to get me. Say, Dad, looking for you. He in my office.
Yeah.
He have lost his sight. He can't see. And he said, if you lay your hand on him, he going to get his sight back. I said, my God, to myself, my God. The prophet called him for me to lay a hand on him. But you see, he was reversely showing me, you got it. Now, prior to that, in the meeting, he told a story of a young boy. His daddy took him to a game, boy playing in the game. And he said the boy was at bat. And the boy hit a home run. And said the daddy stood up and said, that's my boy. And Brother Hagin took his coat off. He took his coat off. And he said, that's my boy. That's my, another man took his coat off. He could have put it back on, though. He said, that's my boy. That's my boy. Yeah, he sat behind me, took his coat off, waving his coat. No, he wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
Talking to me. He said, that's my boy. That's my boy. And he's waving his coat. I took my coat on, waving too.
Yeah.
But my wife and I know directly he was saying about my ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And about the anointing in this pulpit.
Yes, sir.
I'd hit a home run.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was, that's my boy.
Yeah.
Everybody else thought he was talking about the boy in the game. I knew who he was talking about.
Yes, sir.
Then after that, he called me to lay a hand on him.
Yeah.
So I go back there to lay a hand on him. My God. I said, I'm on my way walking back there, you know, I'm not afraid. I wasn't afraid, but I know it was a test. And I know this was another level.
Yeah.
And I know it was a matter of transfer.
Yes, sir.
No, but you're going to lay a hand on him. Yes, on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
The Holy Ghost took his sight on purpose.
Yes.
For him to have the opportunity to let me know you got it.
Yes.
He had all the ministers in there with him to travel with him. I can call some names.
Yep.
But he said, no, get Brother Thompson. When he lay his hand on me, my sight going
to
come back. Wow, my God. I got back there. He said, and I heard my voice. He said, Brother Tom, that's you? I said, yes, sir. He said, you lay your hand on me, and my sight's going to come back. I lost my sight some kind of way here. He said, but you lay your hand on me. And I laid my hand on him and said a few words to the Lord, you know, Lord, restore his sight. And the Holy Ghost hit that office. He jumped up. I got my sight. He running. I'm running behind him. We run all over the office. But as I mature, I recognized he was showing me you're taking on my identity.
Yes, sir.
I remember ministering in another city. I didn't go. He called for me. Where's Brother Thompson? Now, I went there for one reason, but a man got his wife while I was there. He started telling me a story about his wife. It's a long story. I might tell it for the old it. But we're sitting there. He said, Brother Tom, you preach tonight. Oh, my goodness. So I go and fumble around like he do, fumble around on the scripture. Power of God hit the place. And then I was the only man he followed in the Bible. He said that with his Bible closed. But when I'm preaching, him and Sister Hagin open the Bible and follow me.
Yes, sir.
At that kindred spirit, you see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, I was preaching in this large church, and the power of God was so strong, we found out, the ushers finally figured out that I wasn't up there by myself. Because every time I lay, way over there, every time I lay a hand on somebody over here, somebody else fall the other end.
Yeah.
The ushers finally caught on. So it's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
They're falling as I come, and they're falling. Nobody laying hand. They're falling down here, coming this way.
Yes, sir.
That was another point that he was seeing.
Yes, sir.
His anointing on my life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amazing.
My God.
You here this week?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yes,
are you really here?
Yes, sir.
This mantle and impartation and anointing is available to especially the LTMA participants.
Especially.
Because God don't organize something just to organize it.
Right.
He organized it to maintain something. That will be lost if some men and women won't step in the groove to get it. So when we're having these meetings, my aim is not only to teach you, but to train you to see and receive out of the spirit realm. And don't be contrary because it hasn't happened yet. It ain't over yet. The Bible says, though my beginning be small, yet my latter end shall greatly increase. If you be faithful over a few things, I'd make you rule over many. So as I teach and as I preach, this anointing, this mantle, this impartation, this anointing is given an invitation to those who desire to meet the requirement. I had to meet the requirement. He wouldn't have never sent for me if I had not been in every one of his meetings.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Paying attention.
Yes, sir.
One time he caught me not looking. I thought I was doing something good.
Yeah.
Never caught me again. Because I kept my eyes on it.
Yes, sir.
Who knows what's going to happen to you here this week?
Yes.
Come on, Junior. Who knows what's going to happen to you this week?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll take back up along this Sam line. I had to expose a lot of people tonight.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Wrong motive.
Yes.
Gehazi kept failing the test.
Yes.
The seventh son of Sceva, they try to mimic. And got whipped. Simon, the sorcerer, tried to buy it. Paul said, God, your heart is not right in this matter. This is not for sale. You can't buy it. But what we're doing right here, you and I are doing right here tonight, and listening at the word, and in that very atmosphere, in the very atmosphere, the self-same anointing that is on my life is flowing in the very atmosphere. And it's going down row by row. And saying to you, do you want it? And then it comes in monse ke vrosha ya shokoya. E pronzika no sikete ma bre ukusike a bread so isu vuska nane e boho. Oh. All is yours, says the Lord. All is yours. Pay attention. Don't believe that this is a Terry, you and your husband, come here. Don't think this is a regular session. Usher, when I call, y'all need to be moving. Don't think this, I need to pass something on to y'all. Stay right there. Huh. Don't ever try to figure it out. Flow with it. In the spirit realm, don't work by figures, it works by faith.
Yeah.
Believe God. Keep being faithful and believe in God. And your anointing is going to get stronger and stronger.
Yes,
and you're going to bless people all over the world. And God's going to bless you because you're obedient. You let her work. And you all are a team. So may the power rest upon you. Come. You're going higher. You're going into greater dimension as the Spirit of God uses you. Every demon that tried to stop you is squashed tonight. Squash. Like a roach. Ponce de Bosha. Coro, just keep being faithful, daughter. Give me your hand. Keep being faithful. Keep being obedient. What God got, that is right there. What God got for you. What God got for you. You get it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand and praise God.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord is good, isn't he?
Yes.
Watch her now. Watch her. The flame will keep on burning. Hallelujah. I said a flame will keep on burning.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hand and praise God. Hallelujah. Where's your wife, Cooper? You can't answer me. Ask her, ask for. All right, tell her I ask for. How that boss shall come. I have something to do, but I can't do it without her. I might not be able to do it this week now. I don't know. But I just want to let you know. She should have been here. Should have been here. She should have been here. Should have been here. Lift your hand and praise God for a minute. Thank God for his goodness. Praying, you know, teaching. The mantle is falling. There are those of you who are ready for it. The mantle is falling. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm coming at you. Yeah, I'm coming at you. Yeah, that's where I'm headed. 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 Crown circle out. Come on, let's praise God. Thank him for his goodness. The Lord is good, isn't he? Ha-la-la-ba-sha-ya-sha. Ura-ba-sa-ta-ta-ta-ta. Another flood coming. But it won't be water this time. Another flood coming. Glory to God. Flood of power and glory in that city. Glory to God. Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ba. Come on, let's praise him a minute. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray in tongue a minute. Pray in tongue a minute. Kushikata. Horabehe sakati. Homanele mo shaka. Shebre hikosa. Handele bosa kata ta ta. Haro shakata. Ho 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 ho. Hallelujah. Sherebe sokasha. Sherebe se. Hey. 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 Shana la masha. Hey. Prasa. Hey. Hey. Tanasa yayo. You too. Tumbreshaya. Prosha yayaya. Hey. Shoka. Help us soma. Help us. Kora mashasha. Kansehesha. Hey, 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 glory, 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 hallelujah. Shamondolebe, Shebro Shaya Haya, Bronze Bupa Sakasaya. What you looking at? Kasumresi. Pros, what you looking at? Hashakas. What you looking at? Pasakasaya. Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.